You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Hello, friends. I'm so excited for you to meet my friend Teresa Cowart today from Savannah, Georgia. It's definitely Southern girl time. And just for the record, your skin's about to itch when you hear the story she has to tell. You're going to love this show. Make sure you show her some love. Make sure you click like at some point. Leave us a little comment and 5 stars, please, because this one, you're going to totally want to listen twice.
Do you ever have team members and employees who ask the same question over and over again? And you wish there was one centralized place to send them to find everything they knew to be productive and efficient? There is. Sweet Process is this really cool company. They reached out to me and said, "Hey, Lee Brown, we want to sponsor the podcast." And I said, "Well, then, hey, Sweet Process, let me see what you offer." And I freaking love it. Here's why. It's a software that enables your company to have a central place for procedures, policies, and processes, all the three P's, we'll just say that. And it becomes so easy for upper management, middle management, and then everybody in the organization to collaborate, because everybody's going to see these three P's differently: procedures, processes, and policies. You can also know that this allows you to keep your processes really living and fluid, because you can change them at any time. You can organize and reprioritize, assign tasks. It's so intuitive. So it's really great because you have to have easy. In today's world, we're all overwhelmed. Easy is fantastic. And it also becomes this source of truth, because doesn't matter what level somebody is in your organization or on your team, they can find all the information for how to do the job well. And what better way to reward a team member who wants to go up in the organization than by seeing how they take things and run with it? Sweet Process gives them things to take and run. And also, this makes your training super easy. In fact, I started my Sweet Process journey with onboarding for my team members, because I need to make people more successful more quickly. And I love it, because now anybody around me can get their task done quickly, and the instructions are right there. Now, you should know they always offer a 14-day free trial. So high five, Sweet Process. That's super cool. But because you're Lee Brown's people, what? You're going to get the 28-day free trial, which is great, because I know you'll sign up and totally forget because you're not organized yet. Then you'll use Sweet Process and you're going to love it too. So if you go to sweetprocess.com/crazyshitinrealestate to sign up now, you don't even need to give them a credit card. To go check out Sweet Process, make your company stronger today.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
So tell our viewers and listeners where you're located.
Savannah, Georgia.
Which is an amazing city.
It is a beautiful, historic, amazing city. Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
And I'm sure that people are still reading Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. And friends, if you haven't ever read that classic book, you've got to go pull it, because it's really fun.
It is. It's a good, and it's pretty accurate. So
it is. But that's why everybody wants to live in the South. See, I don't know that they have those kinds of fun stories up North. I don't know. I've never really asked, but you know, I'm just thinking we have it better here.
Yeah. My granny used to say, "We don't hide our crazy. We put it on the front porch."
Absolutely. Mine said the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So Teresa, tell our listeners a little bit about you. So how long have you been in around real estate? What did you do before? Give them a little bit of insight into you.
So I started real estate in 2005, quite by accident. I had worked for corporate America. I worked for Hershey Chocolate.
Girl, you know, I was there in America.
America. It's America. It's South Georgia. So I worked for corporate America, Hershey Chocolate, and I was their HR director down here, and they were going to close our plant. So I decided I was going to buy my friend's tanning salon. That lasted not very long because I was bored to death, and I was going to get a little bit of retail therapy one day, and past was praying, you know, as you're driving, "Okay, God, I know this is not what you mean for me to do, all these workman's comp and employment audits. I mean, this is so boring. Like, I don't want to do this." And looked up, and there was a sign that said, "Real estate classes starting tomorrow." So went in, signed up, called my mama, said, hey, I'm going to need you to keep the girls every Monday and Wednesday night from 6 to 10. So she was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to be a realtor.
Why not? Because I saw a sign. It was a sign from God.
It was a sign. Literally. It was literally a sign from God. So anyhow, the rest is history. I've been doing it since 2005. Bought our franchise in 2013 with two other folks in my office. Started a team about 2010. And we sell a lot of houses. 654 last year.
That's a lot of houses.
Yes, we touch a lot of lives. So that's what it's all about. And they're a great team. Like, you know, culture is a word that's overrated, I think, sometimes. But I think we have great culture. We, you know, I tell everybody when I bring them on, like, I can teach you how to sell real estate. I cannot teach you how to have the right heart. You just have to come with that.
We also need to teach work ethic and discipline.
Yeah, I can beat that into them.
Okay, you're hired. I need you to come over here.
Right, right. So anyhow, they're a good group of people. I love them to death.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because culture is one of those things that you don't really respect what you have until it gets diluted and goes away. Then you realize that the gap appeared and you've got to caulk it, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think culture is like caulk.
Yeah. And one person can throw it all up. So, yeah. You really have to be careful. I had it happen to me. It's been many years, but now it's like, I interview you, you get interviewed by her, you talk to her, you sit in this office for a day. Like, we're not playing. Like,
you've got too much brand reputation on the line and too much market share.
Right. We got to make sure that you are going to fit and that you're not just singing a song that we want to hear, you know?
All right. So Teresa, you've sold like all of Savannah. You've sold in every neighborhood. Yeah. You've probably sold some graveyards too. Let's just be honest. I don't know if Paula Deen is one of your past clients. I won't ask you to tell, but I'm dying to know, in a city that's known for its crazy and it's known for its ghost and it's known for its food, what kind of crazy shit in real estate story could possibly come out of Savannah?
Oh yeah. There's lots. There's lots.
I see your wheels. You're like, I've got 1,000. How do I land on?
Yeah, I'm trying to pick one. My first thought goes to like one when I was very new in, and I guess I'll go down this road. When I was very new into it, I had somebody call and they wanted to list a house, or they wanted to see a house, but they wanted me to go like FaceTime it with them or whatever. Well, it was out in the boonies, but it was this huge palatial home that allegedly an attorney had lost to the bank. It was like 2009-ish. So I go past, you know, a pig farm, two chicken coops, you know, down a dirt road into this, and it opens up into this big cornfield, and there's this house. And me being new, not knowing any better, pop that lock, and I'm inside, and I'm walking around, and I'm taking pictures and videos, and then I start hearing noises, and I'm looking around, and I'm really not in downtown Savannah where all the ghosts are. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Is it vacant or not vacant?
It was vacant.
Okay.
No, it was not vacant.
I mean,
it was supposed to be vacant, but there were people upstairs and I could hear people moving around. So I got out. But from that point on, like as talking to my agents, especially, you know, when they first come on, a lot of them are young. It's like, you need to be afraid a little bit. Like you need to always take someone with you. We all carry guns because, you know, South Georgia.
Honey, that is realtor safety at its heart.
Mine is pink though. Only because I couldn't get the Tiffany blue, but mine is pink.
I didn't like the way that one held, but what do you carry? Is it a 9 or a 380?
I have a 38 special because I want instant gratification. Yeah. So it's a little heavier than some of the other ones, but it works. It works. And I've never had to use it. Thank the Lord. But a lot of the girls on the team do.
I'll point something out to you there. Part of the reason we don't have to use it is because you do have an increased level of confidence when you're prepared and when you practice. Because I'm going to guess that as a highly productive broker, you tell your people to practice if they carry, because you should carry if you don't practice. But when your confidence is up, people don't really want to come after you because they know that they're messing with the wrong people.
Right, exactly. And we do practice. That's a bonding experience. Like we go to the range and shoot together sometimes. And it's my favorite thing to do, but it does keep you so that you know that if you need to pull it out, you're not going to hesitate and cause yourself more grief. Exactly. But my granddaddy told me a long time ago that the people that are dead are not the ones that you need to worry about. It's the ones that are alive. Because his home was very haunted and somebody had lived in every room. And my cousins tried to tell me all the time that they were, you know, the ghosts were going to get me. And he was like, those are not the people that you need to be worried about.
They're just your roommate, right? I mean,
right, yeah, yeah. They're actually loving you and are watching out for you most of the time, right?
So back to this house, were they squatters or was it the owner or were they?
No, it was squatters. It was, they had seen it on Zillow too, I guess, went out there and checked it out. I don't know. They were upstairs and we couldn't all stay. So I left.
That was probably a wise choice.
Because I was really out in the boondocks. But one of the craziest things that has happened is I was representing a builder and I had my on-site agents and they were sitting in this townhouse in Savannah and they were regular. We were there 7 days a week. So there were two girls and they were switching out. And one of them kept saying, something's weird. Like, it looks like it's just so weird. They were trying not to tell on each other. But finally she said, I don't know if she's sleeping in the bed or what she's doing, but it's weird. Like the bed's made different. The shower curtains moved. Like it needs to be cleaned. I keep finding the door, the back door's like jimmy, like it doesn't shut right. And so finally, after about the second time she told me this, I went out there and I said, yeah, something's weird. It was just a little off. And I heard a noise again upstairs. I called the police. They came over and I said, I don't know if somebody's breaking in here. Like builder knew we were all there. We're all standing there. And then the noise happened again. And the police have looked at everything. And now they think I'm crazy because I called them out here to this house. Yeah, there was a guy upstairs in the attic they had already looked in the attic. He had covered himself with insulation, you know, the blow in itchy kind. Yeah, crazy, right? It's crazy.
That's stupid. Let's just call that what it is. That's stupid. How do you stand that? I can't even walk near that stuff without itching.
I don't know, but he had like covered himself up so that because he heard us down there, and he had all kinds of guns and stuff he had stolen, also kind of buried in this insulation throughout this attic. But this was his home base. Like after the girls left in the evening, he would come in and sleep and cook and take a shower. And then he just knew our schedule. So he would leave before we got there. And I thought, that's a training tool for me. Never, ever, 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 ever shut your inner voice off.
Right.
Like, if something's wrong, something's wrong. You know, you need to start screaming it from the treetops. But I know that there were times, because as the police talked to him, they found these things out, that there were times when the girls were in there and he was up there. And they're by themselves. They're on site. There's only one at a time.
Well, and how many realtors assume that model homes are completely empty at all times and there's no possibility of shenanigans? Right. I hope that anybody who's listening to this or watching this, if you work in new homes, check your model when you get there. And if you see anything that looks even a little bit off, like Teresa was mentioning, call your supervisor, call the police, because this guy was leaving clues thinking nobody would notice. And it's a good thing they trusted their woman's intuition, because that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, it was a little weird. It was a little creepy. You know, like I said, ghosts are ghosts. Like I've been in houses in downtown Savannah that I know were haunted. Like I know they were. And sometimes I feel like their owners try to make it more creepy for you.
No, because I do think a real haunted house sells for a premium. Don't you find that? People have watched too many television programs. Yeah. The little ghost hunter with their little...
Yeah, exactly. With the orbs. I caught an orb.
Okay, that shit's hilarious. Those little orb people, because that's a bit much. But it's okay, because they're having fun with it, and I say more power to them. But not more power to the man hiding in the insulation, because that's awful.
Yes, it is awful. And it ended up, he was like 19 years old. He had been living with his grandmother. She kicked him out because he was stealing and being bad. And so he broke into the back of the model, and he just made himself, it didn't matter how many times we could fix that door, he would just jimmy it back open and get in. So
I can't even. So now I feel like I need to call my model home reps here in Charlotte, say, hey, I need y'all to listen to Teresa's episode when it goes out, because you need to check the attics and the insulation for people. If somebody had bought that model and then changed the locks and he got run off, they could have found a nice cache of guns and that would have been a perk. I mean, so
yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just know that the cop went up there and he, when he came back down, he was just shaking his head too. Like I've just never seen such. And I was like, me either, but now it's in my storybook.
Yeah.
Of all the stories of all the stuff I have seen. So.
And we changed locks, you know, probably put security cameras on and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, in that case, you could change the locks all you want to. He had figured out how to get that back sliding door open. You know, it didn't matter. So we learned a very valuable lesson, and we share that lesson with new folks all the time. Like, these are things you need to check on. And if something, you know, if something feels weird, it's not worth your life.
No. And are those two stories your main training for realtor safety, to help agents understand the gravity of what they're doing? Because I know you've seen it as well as I have, especially early career agents. They think they're on HGTV and you just dress up and drive around, and they forget that they're with strangers sometimes in strange people's homes, vacant, not vacant. Nobody knows where you are, even though we give safety protocols.
Right.
Your broker, where you're going, log your showings. Carry, practice, and be aware of your surroundings. That grown people are going to do what grown people do, which is listen sometimes and not listen sometimes.
Right. And people get confident and they forget. And they've been out with people. And, you know, I had one agent tell me one time, well, it was a husband and wife.
Oh, then no big deal.
Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, that just makes it easier for them to take you out, right? Like, no. You know, you stay between the door and them at all times. Like, you know, don't walk up the stairs in front. Like, we have this whole list of things that we want them to know, but that has to be some kind of innate,
right?
You know, whatever you have going on that you, I'm sure that I did things that put myself in danger over the years. I'm positive. But
you know, you learn, right? And hopefully you learn and pass your lessons on to other people, which is what you're doing, which is one of the things that makes you amazing.
Yeah, thanks. I'm trying. Right.
So, Teresa, if somebody's looking for the market share leader in Savannah who can't get rid of her starfish logo, but it regenerates anyway, so if you tried, you could back. So tell them how they could find you and your amazing team.
Okay, well, we obviously have a website, teresacowartteam.com. Super original right there. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on every social channel. If you Google Teresa Cowart, you're going to find me. People say they can't find me. I'm like, well, you're not trying hard enough, obviously. Because I pay a lot of money so I can be everywhere. That's our main go-to is that website. Obviously, you're welcome to call me, and that's 912-667-1881. So anytime, anywhere. We sell real estate 365.
And before y'all go hitting up in the comments, she's Teresa without an H, okay? Yes. But don't worry, because all of her information is in the show notes for this episode. But you're not really 365. Y'all do take Christmas Day off, right?
I have sold a house on Christmas.
Teresa, that is bad manners. You need a break sometime. Look at you.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. And it was just, you know, I think I told them the other day, I said, I think I've sold a house on every major holiday now, but not at the detriment of my family or what was going on.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like, you know, Christmas late in the afternoon. Everything was done. Kids gone to your dad's.
With the long bony mom finger of shame.
Yeah. So I'm like, that is not my goal, is that we don't have lives. Like, we definitely.
All of your team members, you can balance out the calendar. So somebody.
Yeah. I don't work 365 and neither does anybody on the team.
There we go.
But we are available. Somebody is.
There you go. Somebody is. And yeah, you know, I think if realtors would do a better job of saying, well, one of us is available. We would do a better job of telling the public that none of us should be working 365, but we surrounded ourselves with amazing other professionals who can help.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I love that you have given us two insane stories that actually lead us back to realtor safety, which is incredibly important to always have at the front of our minds. And frankly, when I get home this afternoon, you know I'm going to go up in the attic and look in the inside. Anybody has ever laid up in there, because this is not going to leave my head all day.
It is now. I am now a huge advocate for the spray foam. Like, you can't hide in spray foam at insulation.
This episode was not sponsored by Owens Corning, but if somebody from Owens Corning hears it and wants to sponsor it, y'all are welcome to let me know.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of insulation it was. I just know that it was the creepy bleh kind that gets all over you and makes you.
I can have that feeling now. And I was, seriously, I feel like I attract it when I walk in there. Into
it's like Oprah.
Jeez.
Just all itchy.
All right, friends. So now you know who to contact for Savannah. Please give her some love and then give the show some love. We'd like 5 stars and a subscription so we can make sure and bring you some more interesting stories next time. And do hit the comments and tell me if you went and checked your insulation too. Until
then, we'll y'all see all better.
On crazy shit in real estate. Teresa, I appreciate you.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.